This is Tackled Podcast, starring Kyla Gibbs, Lizzie Van Hart, and Alex Singleton. What's up, everybody?
What's up? What's up?
So this week for Tackled, we are doing a crossover episode with Kind of a Big Deal and Tackled. Liz is not with us this week. She is taking care of some things, her pregnant ass. So
you're a lazy bitch.
It's only Kyla and Alex with us this week. And then,
what are you saying to me? I'm in a podcast.
That's
Can we talk about this later?
Yeah. Immediate interruption.
My other job is kind of in business.
So,
Mom, stop it.
So,
Mom.
What's going on, everyone?
So, how's everybody's week been?
Very good, actually.
Are y'all still working?
Fucking sadly.
Yeah.
I love working. I love that I'm working.
Don't get me started, because last night I almost murdered someone at work.
Almost?
Almost?
Almost. I literally screamed at the top of my lungs because I was so angry.
Oh, wow.
Kyla knows who I yelled at. I yelled at Zach, because Zach pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, that wasn't even going to be my guess, but alright.
Who were you going to guess?
I don't know. Well, not Zach.
Not Zach. How about Bigfoot?
Because he went on break, and then was outside. Like, he came... Breaks are, like, half an hour, so he went outside. He was on break from 7:30 to 8, and he came back in at 8 o'clock, and clocked back in, and he was like, give me 5 minutes, I'm gonna go outside, I'll be right back. You know what he was doing. And so I was like, okay, fine, whatever, like, 5 minutes, like, come back inside, because he had already clocked back in. I was letting him go outside on the clock. This fucking bitch was outside until, like, 8:30, like, we're like, oh, Zach hasn't done anything, and he's outside, and da-da-da-da-da, he's been sitting in the dining room all day, like, clock him out, like, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna clock him out, but I am gonna go yell at him real quick. And then, is that a bunny?
It's not Peter Rabbit.
I love it. He did some dumb shit. He was like, oh, I'm making tacos, and Zach puts lettuce on the tacos, and there's no lettuce. I'm like, Zach, they're meat, cheese, and sour cream. You done goofed. Like, and I'm already irritated with him at this point. So then, I make the tacos again. I'm like, okay, whatever, it's fine. Like, I'll just make the tacos. This motherfucker puts tomatoes on the taco. I was so done. I, like, screamed at the top of my lungs. I was like, Zach! I said, fucking meat, cheese, and sour cream. What the fuck don't you understand about that? It's not that fucking complicated. How hard is that? Like, I was like, you need to look at the fucking screen and we wouldn't be having this problem.
I think some employees should have to have tasers, you know?
Oh,
wear shock
actually,
collars.
No, don't trust me with no taser.
I think they should wear shock collars. Like, for being stupid, you should be able to zap their asses.
Zach should definitely wear a shock collar. Not even just for work, just in general. Because sometimes he just does the dumbest shit or starts to say some dumb shit, and you just gotta let him know that he shouldn't be doing that.
Terry knows I would zap everybody at work.
She would just walk through.
Who would be zapped the most?
Probably Terry.
Anthony.
Oh.
Damn, he said himself.
But
I'm over here knocking shit over.
So our weeks have been pretty good. I'm laid off. So
how's quarantine life?
Oh, boring as fuck.
Damn, Terry, you should come over mom and pa and pick up some damn hours.
I tried. Brad won't give me any.
Are you serious?
Hold him in front of you.
I went last night.
For the girls to see you.
Because I'm hitting overtime.
I went and I bought coloring books. These are two of like five now. I see your Stitch, Terry. I see. And I bought today, I bought these little wooden letters, you see?
What are they
I
for?
Got a P, an H, and an M. For,
can we guess first before you tell us? I guess
so
not.
I bought all sorts of activities for the quarantine, you know?
Yeah, Clay.
Even though I haven't been home at all. Like, this is the first day I've been home since Monday.
Terry's mom cleaned the front porch up, and now there's so much room for activities.
So much room for activities?
Yeah.
Okay. Kyla just whipped out this big ass bong. She's about ready to hit that shit.
Yeah, no, she left it here after what happened.
You were supposed to not be doing that right now. You're supposed to be waiting.
I've waited long enough.
How long have you waited?
I don't know.
We're gonna be quarantined.
What time is it?
We're quarantined for a while. This is gonna be going on for a while. So go ahead, Kyla.
It's 6:17.
I've been late. I'll wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, Kyla.
It's been 20 minutes.
That's not enough time.
So what have y'all been eating during the quarantine? What'd you say, Alex? You're cutting out.
Taco Bell?
Oh, Taco Bell.
Because I get it for free.
Rudders, Kyla?
Yeah, I've been sneaking off to Rudders.
Oh, the other day I ate some rice cups because my acid reflux was acting up and I had really bad heartburn and I couldn't eat anything else, so I ate some rice.
Do you like sour stuff, Alex?
Yes.
Alright, my cousin has this remedy for acid reflux. It's like a stomach detox. And it works really well, but it's got some apple cider vinegar in it and lemonade, so it tastes a little sour, but it's really good stuff. It does good stuff for you. Yeah, I'll send you the recipe, and you can make it at home.
Oh, someone needs to add Doug into the group chat.
He is in the group chat.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I just don't respond a lot.
I thought I only saw three names. Am I just dumb?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Terry changed the name.
He changed the name without adding Doug.
All right. Well, I'll add Doug.
Hey.
I'm
kind of a big deal. I should be added.
So. We would like to announce that Tackled is getting its own RSS feed for their podcast. So you can look for them on anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts in the next month. Because it takes a while to get approved. But I'm working on setting that up all right now. So the first three episodes will be on there. And
what's so good about that is they can download the app and they can make little 5-minute tutorials throughout the week, you know, or whatever they feel like saying something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a great time. Someone's going to have to show me how to do that.
Because Alex and Liz will have a lot of rants.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be perfect for Liz's rants. Pretty much.
That's all Liz is going to do.
Be like Tackled Rant of the Day, and you could just upload like a 15-second clip. For people to listen to. There's a lot of different things that you can do with that. So I'll let you know all the information when you guys, when I get it set up. And as of right now, Tackled has their own official email address. So you can email them some topics that you want to talk about or some confessionals so they can discuss them on the podcast. It is.
Confessions.
Excuse me, ma'am. What?
It is called TAKLD podcast at gmail.com.
You know what I've been thinking?
Yeah.
I think I should do a Doug Gives Toxic Advice segment, where every now and then I just give people toxic advice.
I like
Sorry, guys. My dad's girlfriend's daughter came in and gave me a drawing.
Aww.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
It is cute.
And then she left and she blew me a kiss.
Aww. Kids are just the dearest things.
She's my... They're literally so cute. She has twin daughters. They're four.
Aww.
They're so cute. Oh, so anyways, I know this is a crossover and all, but I really need to talk about this because it made me really angry.
Go ahead.
So, you know, last night I worked at the Taco Bell. We closed because of all of the corona. We were closing at 11 during the week instead of 12 like we usually do, because we used to close at 12 every night before all of the rona. And then we were closing at this is like completely irrelevant to the story, but I would just like to point out that this is what the fuck is happening because of the corona.
It's hell.
It's literally like we close at, I mean, like, it makes my life easier. I'm getting less hours now because we're closing earlier and earlier, but which is irritating, but I'm still, like, I have more hours than everyone else other than my boss. Like, and that's because she works every day except for Sunday and Monday. And she works 9 to 7 every day. So, but, so now we close, we're closing at 10 during the week now, but on Fridays and Saturdays we still close at 12 because, you know, Fridays and Saturdays are busier, whatever. And so we closed at 12 last night, which was irritating, but it's fine. Oh, also, I was supposed to work today. I will explain that as well.
Inquiring minds want to know.
At like 12:45-ish, because usually we get out at like 12:30. And my mom and my stepdad picked me up, and they were like, my stepdad texted me, he said, Mom and I want this food, and I had to make their food right before, like, every time they pick me up and text me that they want food, they never text it to me until the last fucking second, and it's quite irritating, but anyways, also, for some reason, my mom thought Taco Bell had ranch, but we definitely don't, we have spicy ranch.
Y'all should.
Spicy ranch smacks, though. Anyways, stop, I had ADHD, you can't do this to me.
Facts.
So they picked me up and I went back to mom's, and I was hanging out with my mom, because like the people that live at my mom's house right now, they're my mom, my stepdad, Scotty. Brexton's been staying at Scott's. Oh, I just realized Scotty is my brother, he's like 16, something like that. And then Brexton is my other sibling, and she's 9. I'm oldest, yay. And then there's my stepdad, like one of his really good friends, Dylan, is staying there. And like Dylan's like 28, maybe something like that. And his girlfriend Lily, who's 23, and we're all gigantic potheads. And
so, like, oh, speaking of weed, actually, what are y'all smoking?
And paint my toes so that my feet looked cute and all that, you know, because I don't normally do that because I don't like my toes. So I was like, all right, we'll do it for once. So I go upstairs to my mom's room and I steal her box of nail polish, and I'm downstairs in Lily's room, and she has those, like, you know, the like e-girl LED light things that like change color and shit.
No, I'm not a girl, I'm just a gay.
Kind of.
You know, like, lights that, like, they're, like, the little light strips that you hang, a lot of people hang in, like, the ceiling.
Oh, the LED, yeah, LED light strips?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things that change the color. So she has one of those in her room, and she had it on a color, like, green or something like that. And I'm, like, going through and picking my toenail polish, and the lights that were on. And so I picked this, like, bright-ass pink color, and I'm like, yes, because I love pink, and it's my favorite color. I painted my fucking toes. Not only was I literally just, I was high, so that's part of the problem. I mean, that like looked like really gross. Like it was so messy and so bad. Like it was a horrible paint job. Like bad. But the thing that, like, I could have dealt with the messy if it weren't for the fact that I walked out of the room and and my nails were bright fucking orange.
I can see that one coming.
Oh my god, I looked, my toes looked like traffic cones. It was so bad. So I'm like, okay, I'll fix it. Like, where's the nail polish remover? My mom's like, I don't think we have any. And I go downstairs and I'm like, Lily, do you have any nail polish remover? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, maybe, like, you know, some, like, rubbing alcohol. And I'm like, Scotty, is there any rubbing alcohol? He goes, no. I'm like, he goes, no, there's no rubbing alcohol. The other day we had to clean something and we used Everclear.
It works, I'll tell you, it works.
And then I went to Dylan's with orange toenails. I would not take my socks off. I was like, nah. They look too bad. I can't deal with this. Like, but yeah. And then I got home today. And there's no nail polish. There was no nail polish remover here. And then we went to the store. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to buy it. I'm not dealing with the orange toes anymore. And now they're like this nice, like, pinky color.
Couldn't you have painted over top of it, though, if you couldn't take it off?
No, because I put so much... I'm telling you, I was literally high out of my mind. I was, like, on my third blunt at this point. And I put so much nail polish on when I did the first coat on accident that it was... Because, like, I haven't painted my toes in literally forever, and I don't paint my nails. I get my nails done. So, like, it's been a while since nail polish and I have had a run-in, and... I forget that you have to, like, wipe it and stuff. Ooh. I forget that you have to, like, you know, do the thing where you dip it in and then wipe it on the edge so that there's not a whole crap ton on the brush.
Yeah.
I forget. And I forgot about it, and I did it last night and put, like, a fuck ton of nail polish on my big toe. And there was just way too much nail polish for me to put it over top of it without it looking dumb. It was also bright orange, like neon fucking traffic cone orange. So...
Is that Gizmo on your top, or is those kittens?
Flowers.
Oh, they're flowers? From a distance, it looks like Gizmo.
Hold on. It's actually a dress / romper.
Okay, like that's cute.
It looks like a dress, and then bam, short. I love wearing this thing, because I can sit, like, improperly without having to worry about sitting like a lady.
I think
wearing dresses because I don't have to wear pants.
I think rompers should have underneath of it spandex that's the same color as your skin.
That's a smart idea. Yeah. Doug, I think you're on to something.
Hey!
So this is like, with Alex, it's like 101 of girl life. Like, she is just like that girl that's like, I'm never going to shut up. I'm just going to keep talking. And I'm going to tell you all about how to be a girl. And then Kyla.
Let's not push it that far, okay? If you ask me anything about makeup, I can't help you out there because I don't know how to do that. Like, I wear highlight, mascara, and eyeliner, and that's about it. And lipstick. I love lipstick. It's my favorite.
And then Kyla's like that. Sarah Connor, or no, not Sarah Connor. What's the Terminator lady?
Sarah Connor's all I know.
Terminator lady?
Yeah, Sarah Connor, yeah.
Yeah, that, like, level badass that doesn't need the girly stuff. She's, like, more tomboyish. She has her moments, though.
So, Kyla?
Yeah.
I was going to say something. Oh, you know what you can ask Kyla about? Is Kyla's Ratchet Salon.
Oh. Yeah,
What's that?
Fuck.
Are we losing her?
Oh, it's basically just me dyeing all my friends' hair because they go through a moment in life. And I'm just
Kyla, like, I dye your hair in your moments too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I dye my hair, but I don't even dye my hair anymore. And not gonna lie, he only done it, like, once?
Yeah, because I didn't... I think I... No, twice. because I definitely dyed my hair black after New Year's. So twice this year, because I did it black and then now it's got pink, which is fading really bad. I need to get more dye.
Yeah, it's starting to look more red.
My dad told me I wasn't allowed to dye my hair pink in his house again because the tub's pink. I have to clean it. He told me I have to do it. I'm not allowed to. No one else is allowed to. I have to.
You should be able to put bleach in there, spray bleach on it. It should take it right out.
My mom has this, like, stuff. I forgot to grab it, actually, from her. But she's got this stuff that she uses, and it comes off, like, so easily. And it's not bleach, but it, like... It gets rid of it easily, and it's not too stinky, you know.
Yeah.
Why? Sorry, I was looking at myself in the mirror.
I'm totally staring at my mic like it's offended me because I thought maybe my breath was really bad and the mic was starting to smell. But it's the cat on my lap. He yawned. It's his breath.
Ew, I was at work yesterday, and I swear to God, I smelt it like 5 times at least. But it wasn't for very long, but like, I kept smelling this, like, fleeting smell of, like, vodka. And I was like, what the fuck is that? But no one else smelled it but me. So I don't know what is wrong with my nose. Because I smelled it again earlier today, and I was here.
Are you burping at all?
I don't stink, though. I just took a shower.
A lot of times in the spring when our... sinuses, because you have like all kinds of pollen floating around and that gets clawed up inside your sinuses, like on the little hairs, and that stuff smells like semen. Actually, if you collect a bunch of it up, it has a strong semen smell, so you're gonna smell weird things during the spring and summer when you have allergies. That's why you have to get a neti pot and clean that out. Yeah, get a neti pot and clean that out. It'll clean your sinuses out if you can stand on them.
Or Mama might have one.
Yeah.
Kirsten definitely has one. Kirsten or Harmony for the babies, you know. Harmony, Kirsten was on last week. Harmony is Kirsten's older sister. My cousin.
Yeah.
They have babies, and so, like, obviously, neti pots, babies. What? Dinner's ready? Okay.
Like, dinner.
Everybody, dinner's ready.
Oh, hot dog.
Dinner's ready, guys.
Ding, and Kyla's got the dessert on the other side of the screen.
What's Kyla got? Pot brownies?
Yeah, you know.
I need to brush my mop again.
What are you all smoking tonight? What kind?
Ain't shit, because I'm at home.
I've got Blue Harvest.
Sherbert. I don't have any. Oh no, I do have some, but I can't because my dad.
This shit I have is 32%. That's the highest I've had in a while.
So Kyla, we haven't heard from you very much. Alex has been talking like crazy.
I'm sorry, guys. I like. It's been a long like.
You're fine.
The past 3 weeks.
Well, you don't have to apologize and then continue doing the same behavior.
We love you for who you are.
That's a fat fucking lie. At least I know that I'm annoying.
But you're never going to do anything about it.
Fuck no. I'm going to fuck. You got a problem. We can fight. I lied. I actually talk to people about my problems with them like an adult rather than running my mouth behind my back.
Amen, Sesta.
I hate people.
Are you still there, Kyla?
That is like, there's this girl that I work with. Well, I guess she works. We've been a Taco Bell manager. She's technically my employee. It's weird. Whatever. But I work with her, and I went to school with her, and I literally, like, do not like this female at all. Like, I despise her because she lies, She's a pathological liar, and I don't like it. And all she does is lie and gossip, and she thinks everybody likes her, and it's kind of irritating. But that's, like, the only person that I'm, like, kind of fake with is because... But it's because, like, I work with her, and, like, she... Like, I'm her boss, so I can't be like, fuck you, you stupid bitch, even though I want to. I'm gonna dip her head in the fryer.
Oh.
Did you see that movie where that guy put that guy's head in the fryer?
No.
I can't remember the name of the movie. There was a movie I saw, and the guy grabbed this guy and stuck his head in the deep fryer to drown him. He, like, grabbed those thick oven deep fryer gloves that you use to clean the deep fryer with and just grabbed the guy's head and just crammed it down there.
Ugh.
He came back up. Everything was just dripping off his face. It was disgusting. I guess you'll have to YouTube that.
YouTubed it.
I'll put a link from YouTube up on our Facebook page.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Kylo disappeared.
She's probably texting Kirsten back.
Yeah.
Because Kirsten texted in the group chat.
Cody said food's here. It was $11.95.
Oh, food's here. Our dinner's done too, girls.
I had it.
That's why you had dessert coming out the oven.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
With a little extra OG Kush.
You know the vibes.
So, Kyla, how's life? What did you do with your week?
With my week, I worked. Literally. I worked more doubles this week than normal. It wasn't really a good week. It was a sad week.
I've been in a great mood.
Oh, I found it. It was Return to Sleepaway Camp, 2008 movie. Deep Fried Death. I'll have to post it.
Okay. So, why was it sad? You're weak, Kai, babe.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. I'm outside, by the way, and I just saw people walking down the road, and I got concerned, because at first it looked like, you know, the army, and I was like, wait a minute.
They're coming for us, finally!
And then I realized it was actually someone, like, it's a baby. They have a baby carrier on them. I almost shot myself. I was about to run in and get the guns. Not gonna lie. Anyway, I wouldn't say it was like a sad week. It was just long and dreading because of work and just kind of stressful. I think I was just, like, overly tired and overworking myself because, you know, I have bad hips and stuff, so it wasn't doing so good. But the weed helped, so I guess that's all it matters.
I felt that. My hips hurt so bad yesterday, and then I went to work, and it got even worse. So, like, by the time I got off work, I was in so much fucking pain. It was just not a great time.
You should have a baby to work on your hips.
No.
No, I'm good for now.
It'll crack them and pop and you'll be good afterwards.
My hips already do that, so...
Your hips don't lie?
That's what she was going to say.
Your heart don't lie.
Shake, shake, shake. Because the hips don't lie.
Not mentally stable enough for a baby at this point in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you can recognize it.
Yep.
Kyla's like, I don't have no mans.
I don't.
I mean, technically I don't, but like technically...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, you're...
You literally just put on like our... location group chat, like, his house.
Yeah, I did, because I was there all week. I'm literally there all the time. I did it because Izzy texted me today, and she was like, are you good? And I was like, yeah, why? And she was like, oh, I saw on the, like, on the Life 360 that you were in Red Lion, and I didn't, like, recognize where you were. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. And I was like, yeah, I was at Dylan's. Duh.
Oh, wow.
Who's Dylan?
His name's Dylan. Spill the tea. Spill the tea.
Spell normally.
The tea? Well, I don't know. It started out as, like, was not supposed to turn into what it has turned into. Like, we were walking out the door today, and he looked at me, and he was like, remember when we thought this was just going to be sex? And I was like, yeah, I do remember that.
Oof. Oh, wow.
He was texting me the other night. And, the other night. It was last night. And we were talking about the fact that, like, it's only been, like, 3 weeks since we started fucking with each other, but it feels like it's been, like, forever. And he was like, hold on, I have this screenshot, and I'm going to read it to you because it was really cute.
Yeah, we were going to be... Come on up, Cody.
He was like, I think it's because we went from never seeing each other to seeing each other like 3 or 4 times a week. And he was like, but that's okay. It feels a lot more like home when you're here.
Well, that's sweet.
I know.
So you might have yourself a man's.
Yeah.
Now, it's your sexlife.org. You're using protection, right? What? Are you dumb?
You should be wrapping your whole entire body in a condom so you don't get the coronas.
I did, like, the first couple of times because, like, I, like, obviously hadn't, like, really known who he'd been around and who he'd been sleeping with. But, like, now I know it's just me, so, like, I'm not really pressed about the fact that I'm going to get an STD and I'm on birth control, so...
No.
All right, Terry.
That is so wrong.
Yes, I know. And if it was anyone else, I tell everyone else to be safe, use protection, be a good child. But like,
girlfriend, you're acting like some of them boys on Grindr.
You can still get pregnant on birth control.
Yes, I know.
It's only 98% effective. That's like only using hand sanitizer and never washing your hands. Half of these grimy ass bitches in America until the coronas happened.
Well, they still don't know you still have to.
And they're still trying to figure out what song you sing for 20 seconds to wash your hands to.
I've been told to sing Happy Birthday twice.
Yeah, that's what they usually say.
That's what we use at Taco Bell.
Sorry, the floor needs fixed. So, like, was it loud?
The monitors that pop up with the orders at Taco Bell, it has like a little like clock, and it's in military time, but it like counts the seconds too. So like typically, I just like look at the clock while I'm washing my hands, and like look at the seconds until 20 seconds passes by.
Oh, yeah, that works too.
I mean, that way I know I've done it right.
I gotta make sure I'm washing my hands accurately.
Well, because, like, sometimes I'll wash my hands for an unreasonably long amount of time because I'll be at work, I'll just get out of the bathroom, I use the bathroom and I go to wash my hands, and there's not a clock in there. So I'm, like, just sitting here washing my hands, singing a song in my head that's not Happy Birthday because of some different song that's playing in the Taco Bell bathroom. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, bop into the song, and next thing I know, I've been washing my hands for, like, a minute and they're all pruny.
Hey.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Germs. Five potato, mm-hmm. Six potato. Your mom's a big fat whore.
What?
How did you know that? Kylo's like, you know all my family secrets?
Mm-mm-mm. Child.
Who told you?
That's like you can walk up to somebody you don't like and be like, you know, they're having a contest on how much your boobs can like shrink up, and they're paying for it. And then you could look at your friend and be like, oh, I see you've already taken the test.
I don't know. Usually he's funny.
It's a joke.
Usually he's funny, but I just didn't get that one. I jumped over it.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
You said usually he's funny.
Sometimes I have duds. I'll have to work it out and come back to you.
My Polaroids on it. I'm trying to collect more of all of my favorite people so that I can have a collection right here. Look. We got my mom, Kyla and Penny.
Aww.
Penny. This is me, Izzy, Kyla, Alyssa, and Marissa on my birthday, my 16th birthday. That's me with short hair. This is me and my cousin, Sophia, who also, she's like my fourth cousin, but she and I have been like best friends since fourth grade. Like we were friends before we ever knew we were related. It just kind of ended up being that way. Like my grandmother dropped me off at her house one day and her dad was outside and she was like, oh, hey. And she was talking to him. She was like, these are our cousins. And I was like, oh, good to know. Related to apparently every single person. I hate Harford County. I swear to God.
Yeah. Usually a lot of people down there are related. I'm from Harford County and I'm related to a lot of people in Harford County.
Yup.
I'm glad I'm not related to anyone up here.
That's because all of us Harford County kids are all incest babies.
Right? What? That's like the main side.
Harford County's nothing but cousin marrying cousin.
Huge. Like my dad's side of the family, there's like 70 of us, and we all live in like Harford County, Cecil County. Mm.
I have to pee really bad.
There's always this one order, and then it says Mark and Gibbs, and everyone's like, oh my god, Kyla, are you related? And I'm like, no, he's white. I don't know. I know
he's white. She literally does every time it prints out. And she's from Delaware, right? Oh, won't you be my neighbor?
No. She said no.
There can only be one Gibbs in this area, and that's me.
The real OG.
I guess, if you insist.
No, I think when we build our barn house, we should have an apartment attached to the back for her to live in.
Who, Kyla?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm cleaning my room up a tad because it's a bit of a hot mess right now.
You really do have ADHD.
I do. I was looking at my dresser and I went to...
Damn.
My phone just fell. My log. I went to set my coffee cup back down over here. And I noticed that, like, there's two empty packs of fucking Alto Pods just chilling here. And, like, the trash from my tweezers that I just bought. And it's just a hot mess. Oh, my trash needs pulled. Huh.
Kyla's about ready to do a cough.
Well, Kyla ain't no bitch.
Right.
No. She don't cough. She don't choke either. That's what he said.
My lungs and throat are pretty well good.
Kinky. Why? It wasn't even that funny.
It was just the way you said it.
I have a drawer in my room, as a side note, full of, like, medicine, like, and, like, just empty prescription bottles, because I never go through the drawer after, like, there's bottles in there from, like, I don't know, like, 3 years ago. That's how long I've lived here, I think.
that's how long you think you've lived with your dad?
No, I mean, like, this specific, like, house.
Oh.
Because I lived with my dad for, when I first moved in with my dad, we lived in, Cecil County, in, like, a one-bedroom apartment. The house that I live in now is, was actually my great-grandparents. My great-grandfather built this house twice.
Oh.
Twice?
Yeah, it burnt down once.
Did he build it exactly the same?
I'm actually not sure.
I mean, I'd have changed it up a bit, you know? Something new.
I'm about to pop this balloon. I hope it's not loud. Okay, there we go.
Suck the helium out of it. Don't waste it.
This is a balloon that I've had since my birthday.
She wasted it.
You waste her.
I don't want to do that. There's a helium tank at Taco Bell because we do balloons. And, like, usually, like, technically the balloons are for, like, promotions. So, like, you hang them up in the dining room, you put them everywhere, and it's like, oh, we're hiring, like. But
yeah.
What we do with the balloons is whenever, like, well, you know, back when the dining room was actually open before all the corona, we make balloons every time little kids come in, and we give the kids balloons.
Aww.
I'm about to just.
Don't do that. Don't cut your hair.
Do you want me to recolor it?
She's like threatening.
That'd be funny,
all right. So we're going to wrap this up. So thank you for joining us on our crossover episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast and Tackled podcast. You can check out the girls on their new RSS feed on anywhere that you guys like to listen to podcasts. And it is called Tackled, of course, as we already mentioned. And it's starring Liz Van Hart, Kyla Gibbs, and Alex Singleton. You can check out Kind of a Big Deal podcast anywhere you love to listen to podcasts. And that's starring myself and Doug. And we'll put some information to follow the girls in the description. And until next time, stay groovy.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.